Well, yesterday we spoke with Chris Lux, and he said, look, there's no place for gangs. Anyone who wants to join a gang can expect to be hard hit. Now, this from an article that I was reading from Sharon Brett Kelly from RNZ, who writes that the man expected to be the next police minister, Mitchell, Mark Mitchell, that is, says police will be allowed to search suspected gang members, their vehicles and properties without warrants. They can issue dispersal notices banning gang members from talking to others. Gang activity would also be banned on social media. That's just the start of it all. He says if National's ban on gang patches doesn't work, facial tattoos may be banned. Joining us to talk about the heavy-handed approach to gang culture in the country is Dennis O'Reilly, long-time contributor to Iritangi Wātea and a lifetime member of the Black Power. Dennis is based in Hiritanga. He's with us today. Hey, Dennis. Tēnā koe tuakana.
Kia ora, Dale. I've joined the Grey Power now too. It might be more acceptable.
What, the Grey and Black Power?
Yes. Okay, it's a matter of colour.
Very good. Good on you, mate. Well, look, I was talking with a mate of mine. He's got a, he's mixed in that gang sort of life in Aussie. And Raptor has come down real hard. He's a decent bloke, works hard, and doesn't do what most people think gangsters do. He just likes bikes. But it's really hammered anyone involved, and I'm getting a feeling we're going to see something like that as well. You just heard what I mentioned about searching without warrants, about banning patches, facial tattoos, etc. Where's this all heading, do you think, and what are some of the risks that Luxon and his new government are running by this heavy-handed or seemingly heavy-handed approach, Dennis?
Well, I think I'd like to give them a bit of breathing room. They will open the financial books and, find things not to be as they expected. And I think if they open the social books, the same will occur. We had the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor just prior to the election release a very intelligent, well-thought-through and well-researched piece of advice. So I'd like to give these guys an opportunity. I think Mark Mitchell is just showing an unusually subtle sense of humour, hopefully, when he suggested that people use makeup. The last person to try and ban gang patches was Michael Laws, and he had a propensity for eyeliner. So maybe there's a conflation there, I don't know. But I think let them... You know, we've got the Bill of Rights. We've got, you've got the right of assembly. There's the Treaty of Waitangi. There are a number of things here. So I don't think we should panic. There's parliamentary process, select committees. I think once a person has a warrant in terms of being a cabinet minister and they listen to their officials and they read the research and they think about these things, they may amend. It is as if some people are still electioneering. The country has spoken and the situation with drive-by shootings and all that sort of thing is intolerable. And we do have to do something. We've been promised with this government real change. So let's have some real change. The issue isn't what people wear, it's what they do. It's what they get up to, not their get up.
Well, he said it's not anti-Māori, it's anti-gangs. We'll see where it goes. We've had this before. We've had the Red Squad too, heavy-handed policing. And it feels as though the altered approach
we'll go and talk to Ross Murant, for instance, who led Red Squad, but now regrets it. Think about the late Chester Burrows, who had exactly the same language as is being used at the moment. But when he actually got out on that community, he took a diametrically opposed point of view, and he was a police minister. He was a National Party minister, So pray to God that people look at evidence, look at what works and what doesn't work, and says, look, yes, we know that the community is anxious. We know that there is behaviour that is unacceptable, and I'm speaking specifically of gun violence here. It can't go on. We've got to think our way through this. But you know, when you remove freedoms for one New Zealander, you remove them for all New Zealanders, and we should be mindful of that.
Tēnā koe. Just finally, Mr. Grey Power, I noticed that old age pensions became law on this day, the 1st of November in 1898. And, you know, this sets our country aside somewhat, doesn't it? There are many lands where there's no assistance for people who are literally toughing it out. And we have prided ourselves on the fact that we introduced this and other measures to help those who are in extremely challenging circumstances. That pension is still available, well, to you and to me soon, but just acknowledging that it was 1898 when it first came in on this day.
Well, I don't feel quite that old, mate. And, you know, you see how things are flying apart in different parts of the world, and where you try and suppress a minority, it has unintended consequences. I saw through Cyclone Gabrielle how beautiful our communities are, how good-willed New Zealanders are, even those who are said to live on the periphery. So I don't think we're going to fly apart anytime soon. And I just hope and pray that incoming ministers, you know, read the evidence, think, and listen to their officials.
Thanks, Dennis. It's lovely to catch you on the program again, mate. I'll allow you to go and have a cup of tea and a lie down.
See you, mate.
Good idea, Dennis.
Bob, get me slippers. Yeah.
Get your slippers. Your crocheted blanket. See you, buddy. Just being a bit tongue-in-cheek there. Nothing